Well, I feel Him in my soul so strong tonight. Amen. I want to give testimony for what He's done for me. Amen. Last week, before I come to service, I'm going to tell you, my body, I was feeling mighty puny. Y'all didn't know that because the Lord, He touched my body. I mean, He raised me up. You talking about an instantaneous miracle that took place. I tell you, I mean, He worked on me, and I tell you, He performed it, and that feeling went away from me. I mean, I tell you, I had a very, very bad feeling in my body. And I was wondering whether or not I was going to be able to come. I said, well, I'm meditating on You, Lord. You're going to have to heal my body. Amen. I tell you, they need me here. And so sure enough, I tell you, I put before the Lord, He healed my body. Amen. Seemed like I was coming on a call for a cold. And, you know, you get that feeling that, I mean, you got no energy. And you just feel bad. Amen. And I don't mean to sound negative tonight if that's the way you've taken some of that, but Jesus has healed my body. Praise God. You know, as you get older, amen, as you get older, sometimes I tell you, it seems like these, you kind of busting out in the seams sometimes. If it ain't your knees, it's your back. If it ain't your back, it's your head or your shoulders. Come on now. Amen. But we know who the healer is. Yeah. Amen. I've been forewarned tonight. And I ain't going to say too much tonight except I'm going to get into my message. And amen. I have took thought of a message and I was pondering many things. Amen. What to minister on. And I kept on with this evening and still meditating on the Lord and trying to find the mind of the Lord. Yeah. Us preachers do that because we want to feed the flock of God. Yeah. How important it is that the Word of God to go forth, because as the Word goes forth and it comes from God and that unction that comes from Him, Brother William, is what we need so much for Him to speak to us. And He speaks to us through His Word. Amen. You've heard me say it. This is a certified gospel. And it's very, very important, amen, in how we live and walk in this life, that what He has commanded us, we needed to do it with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our might. To put all that we can in this. For one day, church, He's coming after a bride. Amen. Without spot and without blemish. Amen. And we're going to have to separate ourselves for surely in this world. And not to live like the world and not to conform to the world. But amen, that we've got to do what thus says the Lord God. Amen. Now, I'm going to speak on a subject you probably hadn't heard. I know you hadn't heard it from me. Amen. But you've heard it in some way, somewhere in the Scripture. You have heard this. But you shall meditate. But you shall meditate. Amen. And some people get through meditations and think it, that we know it's the enemy of the Lord is a form of yoga, of an exercise, and they get into trance and they do all this thing. Now, I don't know. I don't want to know much about that, but I know that they get in that state of being. But I'm talking about putting our mind and state upon God that we can have peace in this life. I said we can have peace in the storms of this life, because if our meditation and if our affections determine our direction, amen, that He wants us, amen, to follow Him in the beauty of holiness. Now, forth, we got to have our mind stayed upon Him. So we shall meditate. And finding in the Scripture, now I'm going to read two places in the Scripture, amen, and hoping it blesses your heart tonight. In the 24th chapter of Luke, and in the 15th verse, and reading, I don't know actually sure how far I'm going to go in the scripture here, but anyhow, and it came to pass, that while they communed together, now I like that word, while they communed together, they was doing something, church. Yeah. Amen. They was putting their thoughts about the things that was coming about. Jesus had already died upon the cross and he had risen from the dead. And the resurrection had taken place, as I've said. And they were communing together and they were reasoning together. And what were they reasoning? Because they were so concerned, amen, of what was taking place. They thought that the kingdom would be completely restored, that Jesus be the king, and he would be here from then on, for what they had in their mind. But they didn't contemplate actually what was taking place. And when Jesus told them that he would suffer in his body, that he would go to the cross and shed his innocent blood and pay that ultimate price that we could have life and that we could have it more abundantly. The Bible said in Jesus himself, oh, I love this, Jesus himself draw near. I said he draw near. Jesus draw near. When we commune in our heart and we cast our mind upon him. I don't know how you do it at times, but I tell you, all during the day, I meditate on the Word of God. Amen. I said, Lord, thank you for the peace of God. I need you, Lord. When the storms of this life that come against me, God, send forth your help, Lord, and I meditate upon the Word. Amen. And don't think at all that I don't get strength because it's the bread. Amen. Of life to give us the substance that we need. But we got to ponder upon those things. As the writer Paul said, set your affections on things above. Where are your affections, amen, when we ponder ourselves where he is at and we desire him, amen, to come before us with the presence, amen. My God, I feel him tonight. That the sweet Holy Ghost will come down as we, amen, cry out unto him, as we meditate upon him, amen. And when we can only not only speak it from our heart, amen, but it comes through the words of our lips, amen, as we meditate upon him. I think about the woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years, amen, that she herself suffered for so length of her time with her sickness that she had, but she had heard that Jesus was coming by. Amen. And I can see in her mind, Sister Vicki, that she was there. Amen. Pondering. Oh, here comes the Master. Oh, if I can get only close to him. Only if I can get near to him. Only if I can touch the hem of his garments, I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. She pondered in her heart. Amen. I got to get to him. I've got to reach him. I got to touch him. Praise God. So she turned it and she meditated upon it. Amen. Even though the hindrances that she had, and there were great obstacles in her way. I don't know, but she might have had to get on her knees. Amen. And crawl. I don't know, but there was such a great press. But she pressed herself. Amen. And she meditated on, I'm going to get to Jesus and he's going to heal my body. I said, he's going to heal my body. He's going to raise me up. Praise God. And he's going to strengthen me. Amen. And the disease has got to go. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm feeling this. Oh, man, I'm feeling this. And he said unto them, but wait, the 16th verse. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Here was the disciples, the two disciples there. And they were communing in their hearts about the things that took place in Israel at that time. And there was great persecutions, and you know, amen, that there had been many that lived in a depressive state, but when Jesus come by, He healed all the manner of their diseases. Amen. He healed them. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 17, and He said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Amen. What is the manner of your communication? They themselves were sad because they had lost their master. And they was, as they were walking, they was pondering about Him, about those things, and knowing that He had risen from the dead. Amen. And they were sad to see the loss. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto Him, O thou only a stranger in Jerusalem. Notice that they're talking to the Master here. Amen. Thou art a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's taking place? Here we know the Master, amen, as He hung down the cross and we see Him die. Amen. And don't you know that He Himself took upon Himself and took our sins that we would be raising up? I'm talking about meditation here. And here Jesus is said, and He said unto them, what things? What things? And Jesus was asking them, and they said unto Him concerning Jesus of Nazareth. And they said unto Him, hey, Jesus of Nazareth, concerning this prophet, He was mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. Hey, man, hadn't you heard how He turned the water into wine? Have you heard about the lame man that he told him to take up his bed, arise and walk? Have you heard, amen, that how that He was upon and opened up the eyes of the blind? Hey, you're a stranger. Amen. But have you heard all these great miracles that He has done, but yet He has died? Amen. But they were meditating upon Him. Their communication, amen, was about Him. Where is your conversation? Amen. Who do you talk about? Amen. I want to raise up the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be found acceptable unto Him. That I may grow in His grace and grow in His love. Praise God. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death and have crucified Him. But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day. Today is the third day since these things were done. It's the third day. Yea, and certain women also the company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. I'm not going to read all this, but I want to go down even a little bit further. In verse 29. Let's read verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village. Here they had the Master. And they was contemplating and talking about these things in their mind. Amen. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And He made as though He would have gone further. That He would have gone further. But they, oh, I like this, Brother William, they constrained Him. Oh, here is the Master. They constrained Him. Hey, I want you to stay with me. Praise God. There's something about you. I want you to stay with me. Praise God. And yet their eyes were yet not open. But they were meditating upon Him, and they loved what the stranger here was speaking to them. Then He said unto them, O foolish and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And they constrained Him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Amen. Abide in my house. Amen. Come on, stay with me. Amen. Here was the high priest. Here was the one, amen, that shed His innocent blood. But yet they did not know that there was something about this stranger. And their eyes were holding. And it came to pass, as He said it meet with them. He said it meet with them, Brother William. He took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. Verse 31. Listen, verse 31. As they pondered about those things that were written of Him, their eyes were open and they knew Him. And He vanished out of their sight. Poof! He was gone. Amen. When they realized and then they seen, amen, Him. Oh, how wonderful it is, amen, to be in His presence as we meditate upon Him and we feel the drawing of the Holy Ghost, amen, in that chamber when He talks to us and when He speaks to us, amen, to come up hither, amen, to come farther, come closer to Him, amen, abide with me. Praise God, He is saying, give me fellowship and sup with me, amen, and I will come with thee, and I will sup with thee, and I will give your needs, amen, in this life. But it takes meditation, church. Verse 32. And they said one to another. Oh, I like this. They said one to another. They begin to speak about Him. As our conversation upon this earth. Amen. If you can get my drift, you can get my thought. Amen. As our heart reaches out to Him, Brother Gary, and we desire that communion with Him. They said unto this, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? While He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures. Don't think at all, church, that He won't reveal Himself unto you. Amen. When you meditate upon Him. Amen. And you want to talk with Him. Amen. In the late hours of the morning. Amen. That I begin to meditate upon the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to remember You in Your night watches. Amen. Speak to me. Amen. Even in my subconscious, Lord, let me meditate upon You. Amen. And at times I feel like singing a song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Praise God, praise God. Even through the darkness, amen, in the loneliness that I go through, Lord, I ponder my thoughts upon Thee. God, help me as I meditate upon Thy Word. Amen. He strengthens us and He lifts us up, Brother Bobby. Amen. As we call upon His name. I desire that. Praise God. In Joshua 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, verse 8 is such a powerful scripture and that we should take in our heart and our mind. Joshua 1, verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Come on now. But thou shalt meditate. What? But meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Success. Amen. Praise God. the meditation day and night to dwell upon the commandments, amen, of that what is written in His Word. How are we going to get to heaven? Where is our roadmap? And this is our roadmap. Amen. And He'll speak to our heart and our mind. Amen. As we ponder upon His Word. How important it is to meditate day and night. Praise God. How can we grow in His grace, Brother Gary, if we don't go to His Word? And His Word draws us, amen, and He draws us to His Word because He speaks through His Word that what we need in this life, that we may inherit eternal life. Amen. The many obstacles that we face in this life, amen, we have to meditate therein day and night, that our way may be prosperous. I'm persuaded to believe some are not doing that. Amen. They're not reading this Word, Brother Gary. Some of them not punning their thoughts, amen, upon Him. And some of them not going to the bedchamber and praying. Now come on now, church. Amen. It's so anyhow. God wants a witness. God wants His fellowship. God desires His fellowship with us. He desires that communion with us. And therefore, we are to have that intimate relationship with Him. Praise God. I'm speaking to my heart. Amen. To thee, my brethren. Have you ever got a song in your head and you couldn't get it out? Especially a song that you don't like. No matter what you do, you can't get that song out of your head. Hey, wouldn't it be great wouldn't it be great if that thing that got stuck in our head was God's Word? David said, "Thy Word I have hid in my heart, that I sin not." Amen. But hide your Word in my heart, Lord. Because he went to the source of his strength to bring him through. Amen. And he had great trials. Even though he was a king, he suffered greatly. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, during all his afflictions, he pondered and he meditated upon the Lord. And he had to answer when he faced Goliath. Did he not? I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. Amen. He's my strong tower. Unto Him I come. Amen. He's going to do something to you, oh God. And you're going to fall this day, thou uncircumcised Philistine. Praise God. And I speak about God's Word. When we meditate and ponder upon it, amen, it brings pleasant to our soul. Amen. The Word is encouraging. The Word strengthens us. The Word keeps us from sin. Amen. Reading His Word is good. Memorizing His Word is fantastic. But we also need to meditate on God's Word. Let it turn in our heart. Let it turn. Amen. Amen. I know in our busy schedules at times in this life, and you got jobs that you got to work, but you can ponder your thoughts upon those things which are above. Oh, Lord, I desire the fellowship. I desire to read your Word, Lord. Let your Word come to me, Lord. Give me your bread, Lord, here daily. Amen. As I pray to thee, Lord God, give me my daily bread as I meditate upon you. Or it's life. God has commanded us to meditate on His Word. Amen. Now I want to give you the Hebrew word translation of meditate. What does that really mean? It literally means mutter. Mutter. When one continues mutter God's Word to himself, he is constantly thinking about it. Amen. No wonder one of the writers says, that what you think, amen, is so. I didn't quote it all the way, but what we are thinking will come about. If we ponder upon those things that are so negative, amen, and many people ponder their thoughts upon negative things. But I'm going to tell you, when you ponder upon this word, it's so comforting to us. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it'll lift you up out of your gloom. Yes, I'll tell you, amen, when you're facing the money grubs, amen, when you meditate upon Him, praise God, amen, you can find and have the witness of the Holy Ghost as it turns, amen, and turns over in your heart. Well, David said, my heart is indicting a good matter. Praise God. Praise God. To meditate on God's Word is to slowly and reverently repeat God's Word to yourself. Amen. Sister McNabb, when you're on the porch, and you got your Bible sometime, and even when you don't have your Bible, your thought goes to the Word, and God speaks to you. Amen. And you need that, and it's your comfort. Amen. When you're going through the afflictions of this life. Many are the afflictions of His people, but God delivers them out of all. Praise God. Meditation involves reflecting on God's words and His Word and ways and applying them to every area of your life. Every area of your life. Amen. Sometimes I don't know what to do. Sister Sylvia and I pray. I said, Lord, give me direction. God, I need, amen, the decision to make the right decisions, Lord. For I don't want to make a bad decisions. And believe me, I have made some dealies. Praise God. I said, but God, help me, Lord. Help me to make the decisions as I ponder myself upon Thee, Lord. Amen, that I seek to draw closer to Thee. Give me direction in my life. Praise God. Man, I hope I'm helping somebody here. God tells us in Joshua, you shall meditate. And that this doesn't sound like an option to me. A lot of people feel like it's an option. Amen. Well, I don't have to pray. I don't have to have, amen, His Word in my life. And then many Christians claim, and you know what the carnal Christian is. They got their mind on so many things, amen, of the world. Come on now. And I call them carnal Christians. As I said, God commands us to meditate on His Word. He tells us in the Word of God, shall not depart from your mouth. Shall not depart from your mouth. Amen. It's got to be here. And if it's here, it's going to come from here. From the depths of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Praise God. Amen. And therefore, our conversation, amen, is in the heaven. Yes, we want to see you. My, it's getting mighty quiet tonight.
We're listening.
Listen. It's not enough to read the Word and then forget about it the rest of the day. Come on now. Amen. A lot of people, they go, you've heard the song, Dust on the Bible, Dust on the Bible. Yet some pick it up and then they might read a verse or two and then forget it all day long. I don't know about you, but I ponder, amen, what I read a lot of times. Amen. And what I hadn't read at times, it comes back. Amen. I ponder upon those messages that a lot of times ministers preach to me. And they have expanded the Word of God, Brother Gary, to me. Amen. And I pondered upon those things. And you've heard me even in the night watches. Oh, how He wakes me. in the Word. And I said, Lord, thank you for sending forth your Word. Yes, I need it, Jesus. I need it. When I get off of my bed, Lord, let me lift up my hands. I need your Word. I need your Word more than anything in this life. Help me, Jesus. Lord God, I pray to live the way that you'd have me to live in the walk. In order for God's Word to take root in our lives, we must make it a part of our entire lives. Yes. Our entirety, yes, of our lives. In James 1, verse 22 to 25, but he said, but if you keep looking into God's perfect law, the law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you in doing it. God will bless you in doing it and looking to God's perfect law. As you look and read and about His statutes and His commandments, Lord, help me to obey. For the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. Lord, help me to obey your Word. As I meditate upon Thee, Lord, upon your statutes, Lord, let the testimonies that come to me, amen, upon my heart, that I may live and that I may walk with Thee. Amen, as you would have me to walk before you, that I may live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, that I will not do the lust of the flesh, for He will keep us and establish us. I say that one of the best ways to be a doer of God's Word is to be a meditator of God's Word. To meditate upon it constantly and continuously. In an illustration, if we are obsessed with a particular hobby, we think about it constantly. I'm talking about a hobby. A lot of people got a hobby. You know what I'm saying. You get my drift. But I make this, the transition that I make this, we need to become obsessed with God's Word. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to wind this up, church. What does meditation bring? Now, I'll tell you what it brings. Meditation brings obedience that you may observe. One of the benefits of meditation is that it helps us to be obedient to God's Word. Amen. That you may observe to do all that is written in it. Part? It's it all. Ooh. I don't know if I should say that or not. It's still God's Word. You don't pay your tithes, you're a robber. Whoop. Man, I hit a stump that time. I say, if you don't pay your tithes, you're a robber. Amen. If you don't give a tenth to the Lord, amen. Nobody didn't tell me that, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Amen. And the Lord's going to bless those, amen, of those that give a tenth. Yes. Time with meditation goes to that. I like what you said. Amen. Praise God. I'm guilty sometimes that I don't give enough time. But I'm going to tell you, all during the day, I get on my bicycle. I go out there and I ride it 8 miles and stuff like that. And I meditate on the Lord. And I'll walk famous sometime 4 and 6 miles. And I'll do that, you know, and I'll meditate on the Lord. You say, well, Brother Miles, you doing all that? I say, oh, yeah. Amen. Because when I do that, I mean, I tell you, I feel pretty good. Old hip bone sometimes, it just seemed like it kind of, oh, man, it'll get a little stiff there sometimes. But when I get to getting to all those things out there and meditating on the Lord, Brother Gary, He touches me. Hey, it's kind of getting strenuous sometimes, especially when you exercise. You know what I'm saying, Brother Gary. I think old Sister Virginia was riding that bicycle one time, and She had an accident, and I don't know what ever happened to it, but anyhow, she had an accident upon it and bruised her all up. At least she was trying to get some exercise. Oh, glory. Amen. Well, I did that happen to me one time. Oh, man, I tell you, I got to ride my bicycle, and I was really, really going, and I've got to stick to my thought, but anyhow, I hurt myself pretty bad. I even lost my toenail. I was bruised up pretty bad. I didn't actually fall over, but I was trying to stop it because I was going so fast. So, Sister Virginia, don't feel like you ain't the only one being there. Praise God. Just trying to stick to my thought. Hey, look, I like this. Meditation brings the blessing. I said meditation brings the blessing. Praise God. Those who know and obey God's word and law will be prosperous and successful in that they possess the wisdom to live righteously. You've heard that saying, well, I know how to live. I know the difference between right and wrong. Hey, man, how can they know that if they don't attend the house of God? If they don't listen to the messenger, amen, behind the pulpit as he speaks the oracles of God, how can they live holy and right if they don't meditate and ponder upon those things which are above? Amen? He'll keep you, church. I said he'll keep you. Being prosperous and successful in this life, if oftentimes dependent upon knowing the right thing to do. Nowhere do we get more practical advice than God's Word. Than His Word. Let me turn to another verse here, and I want to read it. I can almost quote it. Used to quote it. Amen. It's found in Psalms. I'm trying to find this as quick as I can. Psalms, the first chapter. Amen. And you're very, very familiar with that. I'm almost there. Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is that man. Amen. And verse 2 said, but his delight. Amen. His delight. Amen. Is in God's word. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. This is the Christian. This is the one, amen, that desires the fellowship and the communion with him to meditate day and night. And the scripture said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. So the promise is this, when we obey his word. Amen. And meditate upon it. Those who seek to live under God's blessings, meditate on God's word in order, why they do it, in order to shape their thinking, attitudes and actions. Amen. Because, amen, in meditation, amen, to live as he lived, as Jesus' example, amen, it brings forth the character that we need to have and the attitude that we need to have, amen, and the actions that we need to have in this life that we could be a testimony to others that I've walked with him. That I walk with the Lord. Yes. Streams of living water. He promises that. Streams of living water. Amen. That as we meditate upon His Word, He says a tree planted by the water always has everything that it needs. Amen. Everything. God supplies our needs, does He not? Amen. A tree that is planted by the water never dries up. It'll never dry up. Amen. According to the Scripture. Amen. It'll never dry up. I get thirsty sometime. Amen. As David spoke, my heart panteth after the brook. Amen. But He feels the longing and the meanness of our soul. If you want to be like that tree, you need to meditate on the Word of God. You may not always be successful in the world's eyes, but you will always be successful in God's eyes. If you want the blessings of God, then you need to meditate on the promises of God. To the conclusion. Amen. Reinstatement. Meditation means thinking on and pondering the Word of God. Meditation helps us to be obedient of God. Meditation brings us the blessings of God. Do you meditate on the Word of God? Can you remember what you read this morning? Can you remember what you read yesterday morning? Have you considered how what you read applies to your life? Amen. Meditating on God's Word just makes God sense. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's brought the blessing. I said the conclusion. That's all.